Hello and welcome to Crystalline Morphologies here on K-Chung Radio AM 1630. Tonight we're having a special session brought to you through the Ethernets about the music of Walter DeMaria. We'll be playing some of his music momentarily. And this is a partial memorial to the artist who recently passed away, but also to this notion of music and nature. As DeMaria himself was primarily a conceptual minimalist artist working with industrial materials, but in the context of repetition that sometimes is found in nature or as in the wild, and addressing aspects of mathematic order in contrast to chaos. And with his work, I've seen quite a bit of his sculpture, the New York Earth Room, Broken Kilometer, and the Lightning Field, as well as the 2000 sculpture that was at the Resnick Pavilion not that long ago. As an aside here, I really recommend if you ever have the opportunity to see his work that you do so, especially the Lightning Field. You can find out more about the Lightning Field through the Dia Center, which is, I believe, dia.org. No, that's the Detroit Institute for Arts. But regardless, the Dia Center, that also runs the Dia Beacon in the Hudson Valley of New York, they run and operate the Lightning Field, which is a very large earthworks created by Walter DeMaria in New Mexico, near the small, tiny town of Komodo. And the Lightning Field is this really incredible experience that brings aspects of very distinctly human conditions, thoughts, aspects of things that really define humans as compared to other animals and species, to the wild or the land, to create a kind of place. And what's so special about this place, and I don't want to give too much away because I really recommend that everyone go see it, spend time there, is that what ends up becoming the piece itself is how light moves across the land, and what is revealed is notation that's akin to something like percussion. The Lightning Field is a series of a mile wide by a kilometer long, roughly 20 feet tall, fairly thin steel poles arranged in a perfect grid. And it's called the Lightning Field because it deals with the kind of mythology of being in open space and perhaps being struck by lightning. And of course, what happens when you're there is that lightning striking the poles is an incredibly rare experience. It like almost never happens. But instead, what you see is the sky and the earth meeting each other and how light corresponds between the two. So, can't recommend visiting that site enough, as well as reading Gary Snyder's The Practice of the Wild together. So, what's interesting with DeMaria's work is that, you know, he was trained in music, he was trained in art. He played with Lou Reed's band, The Primitives, John Cale's band, The Primitives, before they became the Velvet Underground, and DeMaria went on to make very serious art. And he also worked with minimalist composer Lamont Young and his partner Marion Zazila, and was very well involved in that early minimalist scene. I would say quite different than, say, the Donald Judd scene. But DeMaria was a drummer. And so what's interesting when you look at his work is this notation that's respective, in my opinion, of percussion, which I think is really, really incredible, that there's this overlay between the two and how he's able to bring aspects of percussion or drumming, which is probably one of the earliest human art forms, into a contemporary practice of art making, but cited also in the context of something like place or land, a place in which you live. I'd really recommend researching or looking up on the internet images of his pieces, especially his early works from the late 60s. Two parallel chalk lines and a half-mile-long drawing. And two lines, three circles in the desert. And these are works that he made in and around the Mojave. I think in an early friendship with the artist Michael Heitzer, who brought a lot of these artists to the West to see the land in this special, spectacular place. But two parallel chalk lines are literally that. Two perfect lines in the desert. I think they're about 2 meters apart. Of course, it was a temporary piece. It was left there. It doesn't exist anymore because time has eroded it. And then half a mile long drawing is a similar drawing, also made of, I believe, stones and chalk on the desert floor. And then similarly, two lines, three circles in the desert. And all of these, of course, reveal this aspect of notation or the act of mark making. And lastly, the other one to look up is his Las Vegas piece from 74, which is a similar line. And from what I understand, its geometry is created primarily by removing brush, rocks, and other wild elements of the land itself to reveal just the desert floor. And it's pretty spectacular, at least in the photographs that remain. All right, so let's move on to the music. Playing for you tonight, what you've been waiting for instead of listening to me, is Cricket Music from 1964 and Ocean Music from 1968. Back to back. We're going to start with Ocean Music first, and Cricket Music will follow. And it may seem, it's probably pretty easy to fade out listening, tune out while you're listening because the drones are so repetitive. But I really recommend taking time to listen. And of course, you can find this on the K-Chung Archives.